Spring in the meadow. Magnificent on the grass. We are facing one of the most common landscapes in Cabañeros National Park. Large areas of grasslands dotted with home oaks. It's the end of April. It's midday and the sun is at its highest point. The recent rains and the rise in temperature at this time of year have caused the pasture to look green with a great number of wild flowers. The breeding season has begun for many species, the moment where life comes up in every corner of the park. But as the inevitable counterpoint of death is also present, so it is necessary to continue nature's life cycle. That is what's happening in the scene you can see in front of you. A group of griffin vultures are giving a good account of the carrion of a large herbivore lying dead on the ground for days under a cloud of flies. Some of these vultures, with their heads and necks covered with blood, gather around the remains of this corpse while moving in short jumps with their outspread wings. Others fight against each other to get a good spot in this feast and get the best bites. There are no rules in this chaos. The strongest almost always wins. This deafening shouting increases with the arrival of two black vultures. One of them descends, flapping its huge wings to pounce on the group in order to make room for him in the banquet. Perched on the right, the other vulture, stunning due to its size and black figure, makes a screeching noise as he waits patiently for his turn between a griffin vulture and an Egyptian vulture. There's no denying that it's amazing to see the three scavenger species together in the park. The Egyptian vulture, due to its smaller size, waits resigned and quietly for the other scavenger birds to finish in order to eat the leftovers stuck to the bones. You may be surprised to see two storks surrounded by vultures. Have you recognized them on this scene's left side? When they are hungry, they don't leave behind a good piece of carrion. Flying in the air above the dead corpses are two characteristic birds from the Mediterranean pasture. To the left, a pair of black-winged kites during the breeding season look down over the meadows to find small rodents between the grassland. Near them, a lonely black kite flies slowly while looking for food for the female, which is not far from him. If you look at the scene's right side, you'll see her at the top of the home oak. The female is in the nest, incubating the eggs laid in the second week of April. In a bit more than a week, her chicks will be ready to hatch. This area of the scene around the home oak shows the great diversity of birds of prey that inhabit the park. Look up now over the home oak's branches. To the right appears a short-toed snake eagle's nest. The female is taking care of the newborn chick, feeding it with tiny pieces of snake. Very soon, it becomes quite noisy as it demands food, so the male must constantly look for prey in order to feed the chick and the mother. Further down, over the home oak's trunk, there is a booted eagle perched on the branches. He has returned to the park a few days ago after spending the winter in Africa and is now looking for a perfect place to nest. His partner must not be very far, since they usually fly together, especially now that it's the mating season. Look up again to the right, over the top of the tree, the silhouette of a common buzzard stands out. It's common to see her alone, but the male must be near, since they are a very territorial species. Once they are established in a particular place, they come back to that area again throughout their life. This common buzzard has been perched here for a while, watching its territory to defend it, if necessary, from other invaders in search of food. Look down and notice now the scene's background. A fox slowly approaches the carrion, poking its nose out of the pasture. Drawn by the corpse's smell, he grunts and sighs with a shriek while waiting his turn. He knows he'll be one of the last to eat and will barely find juicy scraps to put in his mouth. An ocellated lizard escapes, climbing up a tree trunk, in order not to become the fox's food. To the right, a noisy group of Eurasian magpies, screeching non-stop and chasing each other, also wait for the large carrion birds to finish their feast. They may have probably been the first ones to arrive after finding the dead corpse. Their presence and noise alerted the vultures and crows, and now they will have to wait to get some of the last leftovers. In the end, nature sets its own hierarchies, and the different species are forced to adapt to those circumstances in order to survive. Soon, calm will return to this Cabaneros park. The feast won't last much longer, and in a few minutes, only some vultures' beaks hitting against the corpse's bones will be heard. After the feast, most birds will rest under the sun with their extended blood-stained wings to let them dry and disinfect. If you want to know more about the meadow and the species that inhabit it, get closer to the screens which are next to the scene and enjoy the activities that we suggest. With the interactive Who's Who, you'll be able to get more information about the scene and species represented in this room. The game Vultures allows you to get to know better four scavenger birds: the griffon vulture, the black vulture, the Egyptian vulture, and the bearded vulture. With the game Tell Me What You Eat and I'll Tell You Who You Are, you'll know the different diets for each species and how they affect them. I'll be waiting in the next room to discover the summer solstice.